The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes, and beat it right along.
My R.C. Martinez, sweetheart, love you. I love the card, sweet card. And thank you for the sweet note inside, you and Jay.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it so very, very much.
Moving right along. Big Fatty, thank you, sweetheart. As always, a Big Fatty calendar so I can count the days that I never have to see his face. Thank you for that, sweetheart. And moving right along.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it so very, very much.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2316 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of December, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, why did you say Wednesday that way?
Because this is Big Fatty's last day of work.
Yes! Hello, shut it down, us. Big Fatty, shut it down. That's what everybody's looking forward to. Episode 3000, shut it down. No, I meant shutting it down at the call. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is very different. Today, hump day, it is Big Fatty's full right, because y'all, it's my last day of work in 2016, and I'm ready. I am ready, so I'll be off. Let's see, I'll have two full weeks and about 2.5 weeks off. Big Fatty, what will you do with your... Never mind. We don't need to know the details of what you'll do. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yeah, gussie, y'all, today, the 14th of December, y'all, it's a worry. First of all, there was a something that popped up on my computer that said that today was Corey Curvin's birthday. Y'all, I don't know who that is. Big Fatty, why have you got it on your computer? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, that's not whose birthday it is today. Y'all, you've heard him many times over there at the Stick It With a Poke. And, y'all, he's been to numerous of the Pride 48s out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, he's grown himself a beard. Big Fatty, is he gonna play Santa Claus? He might. He just might. But, y'all, he moves... He moves all the time, so I don't have any idea where the hell he is right now. But, it's Tracy. It's Tracy from over there at the Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, I don't know if he's on the Face Space or the Twitty or what. But, y'all, if you see Tracy, maybe even if you see him in person, Big Fatty, I don't think that'll happen unless we go see Santa Claus. Well, you know. Anyway, y'all, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, this close to Crema, I hope he gets a big old Crema cake.
Happy birthday.
The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, you said bacon. That's because she called me.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, which has no issue with its Bluetooth reads or any of that foolishness because I talk on it all the time. So I believe it's just your mechanical that's ruined, and who had honestly not surprised. So listen, I am on my way home from the Tajay, and it's Friday, and still lamenting over you not playing the good part of the voice letters. Dear God, I'm going to have to wait for this flight a third time. You're actually going to be at my house to pick me up, to go to the holiday crema party for the coal mine before I actually get there, and I can see it, I just can't get there, and I think you should be there in about an hour and a half, so you very well may beat me there. The playing the voice letters and stopping right before I explained what I was doing really made them make no sense. But so I'm very excited. I'm on my way home from the tour, and Miss Charlie was there. I'm very happy to report she was on the floor, though. She was not checking. Oh, dear God. Go! She was not checking. She was working the floor, and she had her scarf on. She had her themed scarf, and she made me so happy. And she was like, no. And that's pretty, that is not me being racist. That's how she sounds. She knows that's how she sounds. She makes fun of herself. Anyway, so I got a really special little gift, and I got a little bag to throw it off, just so everybody would be confused about what I bring, because I want to think it's one thing, but it's something else. Unlike you, I actually buy things that people would like to have, though, instead of getting $10 worth of shit that you're going to go home and throw away. Can your listeners please chime in, because they need to leave a comment, on how much they hate that when there's a gift exchange and someone thinks they're being clever and brings a sippy cup that holds a snack on the top instead of bringing something. Oh, now there's road construction. Instead of bringing something that people actually want so that they don't feel like they just wasted $10, because I'd like to point out that nothing makes me more angry. So, all right, well, they're apparently digging up my street, and they are cutting down the trees behind my house, which is why I've got a rat issue in the roof on the back porch. So, you're fat.
Dude, Vader, why did you hang up on me? I didn't hang up on Vader. Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And, Vader, look, I do not cut your voice letters off. Either the mechanical does it because you've talked too long, or it's the mechanical problems. Because you're Big Fatty, you need all the content you can get. And the only other thing I will say about this call is if Miss Shirley was on the floor, did you help her up? Big Fatty!
It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the Ford Park. With Big Fatty. It's 10:11 p.m., and I want to say a big thank you to the fat person, because it is hours past your bedtime, and my Woober is driving me home with this holiday, and it was a hootenanny. When you told me the name of a hootenanny, I got the gin that Porter Carter did not get to drink, not at the least bit. I had like 17 of those. The bottle's empty. Yeah. The handle of Tanqueray is gone. I know. I went out there and this little lamb just kept pouring. And I said, no, I. She said, well, you didn't say to stop. And I said, well, ooh, was that you? Oh, was it a paper mill or was it you? That's the question. Ooh. So it was a hootenanny. The new skull was there. I think there were some folks suckering her and driving them to a place called the Silver Dollar. And I couldn't be a part of that. And then Led Fly was there with his friend Larry, and they had a good time. We drank all the beer, too, by the way. There were 36 beers, and we drank them all. And then Big Fatty had to drive. I think Big Fatty and the new skull were the only ones that actually had to drive for the evening. Everyone else was drunk and woobering around. They were woobering, I'm woobering. So, Big Fatty, do you have anything to report for the evening of the holiday hootenanny?
For calling.
I'll say I got a shit gift. Right. I got shit on as a gift. Big Fatty brought a shit gift, but people loved it. I actually encourage people not to take it, but people loved it. And then I got, what did I get? An origami book. A dollar bill origami book. Does anyone want a dollar bill origami book? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's already cut off. All right, me.
Big Fatty, your car sounds just like Venus July. Well, you know, there are striking similarities there. And Venus, thank you so much. Big Fatty, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you silly. Y'all, we were driving back from the coal mine crema party, and y'all, I don't know if you could understand what Vader was saying. Instead of Uber ring, he was Wooba ring. Big Fatty, that's when an old person drives you around. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the Wooba. Is there an app for that? No, you have to use a jitterbug to call for a Wooba. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. Konnichiwa, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm on my way back to the Vader family compound north with my Japanese takeout and sushi from the Seasons of Japan. Follow them on Facebook, Seasons of Japan FC. And I was thinking about you. I was in the Field and Stream, and they had all the sent away stuff. And I was like, you know, I wasn't going to buy Big Fatty a Christmas gift, but maybe if I buy him the sent away, we can just spray it on him, and then no one will ever notice. And then I was getting my takeout, and my old neighbors were in there, and they were like, how are things? And, you know, we had to chitta and chatta, and like, do you remember us? And, oh, hi. Someone had their Taylor Swift blaring up here at the Tanger Outlet Mall. Anyway, that's all I got. I just wanted to thank my Woober for giving me a ride last night. That was very lovely, and I was drunk, so I was definitely going to have to hoist an Uber, but sometimes you've got a Woober, and the Woober, well, a little bit terrifying in the driving department, could be worse. I could have had to pay $20 for an Uber to take me home. I do want to point out that once again, I got a shit gift at the Hoot Nanny for the, excuse me, that was a little bit of a pasta salad. I got a shit gift at the office crema party. I got the Art of Dollar Bill Origami Silence. That's all I got. So anyway, all right, well, I'm going to go get fatter and watch a crema movie and not put up a crema tree.
Yeah, okay. Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. You seem to have repeated yourself on that call. Big Fatty, everything was repeating. He was belching up his pasta salad, too. Well, you know, Big Fatty, what was that stench away that he was talking about? I don't know what that was. But it must help hide your anal discharge. We don't need to hear about your anal discharges. Well, you know, maybe I'll get a case of that for Granny. Big Fatty, a case isn't enough.
I just read your comment on my picture. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. No, seriously, that's what we do. Like, we just get used to it. So the temperature, it's 12 above right now, which feels pretty decent, and there's no wind, so that really helps. But it's 12 above, and it was 11 and 15 below yesterday. I think the high all day yesterday was 4 below. It was freezing out, so now it actually doesn't feel too bad. But anyway, I walked from my house to my car, and so I'm going to go to the gas station and put gas in, and I'll just have to get out and pump the gas, but I won't stand out there while it's filling up. But anyway, yeah, everyone does it here. So thanks, fart. That made me laugh. I needed to laugh. Thank you. Oh, okay, so it's my cousin's birthday today. Can you hear that? I would open my sunroof, but it has snow and ice on it. But anyway, it's the announcement at the school, and it's coming out outside or whatever. So anyway, it's my cousin's birthday today, and I was just feeling kind of sad because I posted something really sweet to her on the FaceSpace, and before she was born, because she was born in December, my uncle, her dad, died before her mom knew she was pregnant, and they were married, But then Linda Jo died in a car accident when she was 7 years old. So anyway, that's what I was just doing. I was just thinking about Linda Jo and Peter and how proud they would be of her, and getting kind of weepy. But that just cracked me up. So anyway, thank you very much. And so what I'll do on the 22nd, I will send you the number of the winner of the little contest. And thanks everyone for playing. And thanks again, Tommy, for the bumpa. And you can go ahead and send my Christmas card, fart. I'm sending yours real soon. I'm just waiting for something.
Well, y'all, it's true. And y'all, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And Miss Bacon, I hadn't sent any Krimma cards yet, so don't, you're not alone. You're not alone yet. I've addressed the envelopes, but I hadn't sent them yet. And y'all, what she's referring to, she posted a picture on the Twitty, and y'all, she's wearing the flip-flops. And y'all, her feet are sitting out in the, and y'all, it's snow on the ground. And my comment was something to the effect of, now, when you catch the death of cold, I am going to send you, I'm going to remind you of this picture. And so that's what made her, laugh so much. Big Fatty, we need a little crema right this very minute. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, it's Krimma gift all wrapped up for us with the Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, speaking of Vader and Bacon, what's happened to Miss Patty Bacon? I don't know what's happened to Patty Bacon. Is she, Big Fatty, perhaps she's been involved in some sort of calamity, I don't know. Y'all, a couple of little gift dad ideas. Y'all, you know I've recommended the, if you're looking for something, for somebody on your criminal list, I've recommended the the electric mattress pad, you know, for years. And y'all, I had a second person tell me that based on my recommendation, they bought it, and that y'all, they absolutely love it. So y'all, I'm two for two on that, y'all. And then I found something that I've bought for for the folks in my family, y'all. It's called the Tracker Dot, the Tracker Bravo. And y'all, it's a little like a little fob that you put on your keys or something. And if you lose your keys, you can fire up your cellular telephonic device, and it'll help you find it, y'all. And I'm gonna put a link in the show notes today. And y'all, if you go over there and use that link, you'll get when you buy one, you'll get one free. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Big Fatty, we know you will. You'll be humping it right out of the coal mine. I will be giving them the finger. No, Big Fatty, not at Krimma. You don't give them the finger. But I'll be waving toodaloo. Big Fatty, toodaloo. And you'll be woobering right home. Well, I guess so. Y'all got a couple of Krimma cards that I didn't get to today. Y'all, from the number one fan, Bill in St. Louis, and that Amy Kodak Coles. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. And Vera, what do you think of my Krimma recommendations?
Thank you, darling. I appreciate it so very, very much.
Oh, Big Fatty, she doesn't need anything else technical in her life. No.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.